All uses are church uses. Week 2, Day 3. Conjugal love and the most excellent of all uses. Mark chapter 10, verse 14. Let the little children come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Conjugal love number 68. As conjugal love is the fundamental of all good loves, and as it is inscribed upon the very least of all things of man, as has been shown above, it follows that its delights exceed the delights of all loves, and also that it imparts delights to them according to its presence, and at the same time its conjunction with them. For it expands the inmost things of the mind, and at the same time the inmost things of the body, as the delicious current of its fountain flows through and opens them. It is because of the superior excellence of its use above all other uses that all delights from first to last are gathered into this love. Its use is the propagation of the human race and of the angelic heaven therefrom. And as this use was the end of ends of the creation, it follows that all the states of blessedness, satisfaction, delight, gratification, and pleasure that could ever be conferred on man by the Lord the Creator are gathered into this love. Conjugal love 183. Finally, the angel said, let this be the conclusion, that all fructification or bearing fruit, all propagation and all prolification come originally from the influx of love, wisdom, and use from the Lord. Of immediate influx from the Lord into the souls of men, from immediate influx into the souls of animals, and from influx yet more immediate into the inmost of plants. And all these are effected in the ultimates from the firsts. It is plain that fructifications, propagations, and prolifications are continuations of creation, for creation cannot be from any other source than from divine love, by divine wisdom, in divine use. All things in the universe, therefore, are procreated and formed from use, in use, and for use. Afterwards, those who were sitting on the grassy banks asked the angels, whence are the delights of conjugal love, which are innumerable and ineffable? The angels answered, they are from the uses of love and wisdom. And this may be seen from the fact that insofar as one loves to be wise for the sake of genuine use, he is in the vein and potency of conjugal love. And insofar as he is in these two, he is in delights. Use effects this, because love, by wisdom, delight in each other, and they play, as it were, like little children. And as they grow up, they enter into genial conjunction. This is as if by betrothals, nuptials, marriages, and propagations, and these continue with variety to eternity. These things take place between love and wisdom inwardly in use. But these delights in their beginnings are imperceptible, but they become perceptible more and more as they descend from there by degrees and enter the body. They enter through degrees from the soul into the interiors of man's mind, from these into its exteriors, from there into the inmost bosom, and from this into the genital region. Yet these heavenly nuptial sports in the soul are not in the least perceived by man, but they insinuate themselves from there into the interiors of the mind under the form of peace and innocence, and into the exteriors of the mind in the form of blessedness, pleasantness, and joy. but into the inmost bosom under the form of the delights of inmost friendship, and into the genital region by influx continuous even from the soul, with the very sense of conjugal love as the delight of delights. These nuptial sports of love and wisdom in use in the soul, in proceeding towards the inmost bosom, become enduring, and in that bosom present themselves sensibly under an infinite variety of delights. And by virtue of the wonderful communication of the inmost bosom with the genital region, these delights become there delights of conjugal love, which are exalted above all delights that are in heaven and in the world, for the reason that the use of conjugal love is the most excellent of all uses, because therefrom comes the propagation of the human race, and from the human race, the angelic heaven. Questions for discussion. 1. What can each of us do individually to serve the most excellent of all uses? 2. How is the most excellent of all uses served by people in uses other than being a parent? 3. How can the Kempton Society support the most excellent of all uses? 4. How would communities be different if the most excellent of uses was the primary focus and every other use was seen as supporting that use?